the torment of denial. Welcome, Andrea, my dear. Please come in. I am Dr. Wand. We have been expecting you. The voice was warm, welcoming, enough to put Andrea at ease. The apprehension of turning up to such an isolated clinic was nearly enough to have prevented the usually carefree girl from taking advantage of such an opportunity. 2 weeks' vacation to anywhere in the world, just to try on a new prototype bra, sounded almost too good to be true. But seeing the small group of researchers spread around the room, some obscured by computer screens, others looking up at her in the doorway, all dressed in white lab coats and looking busy, it all felt so much more legitimate.
Just remember, 2 weeks in the French Polynesia,
she kept reminding herself, making her go through with it. Andrea closed the door behind her, leaving the stream of twilight sun behind her to be bathed by the synthetic light radiating around the windowless clinic.
Hello, sorry, I am a little late,
she said timidly as she moved forward. Please, no need to apologize. We are very happy to see you. Follow me, said the doctor who had greeted her upon entry, taking off a pair of surgical gloves as he walked along slowly. Andrea followed him deeper into the large clinic, past the gleam of the numerous computer screens, heading toward the rear of the clinic where a light pink dressing screen had been erected beside the examination chair, illuminated by bright lights above and surrounded by monitors. The clinic was large, however, with around a dozen lab technicians bustling around and so many PCs, surgical instruments and general clutter around the area, it felt much more compact. As she walked through the centre, taking in the sights of the work happening around her, Andrea noticed a number of eyes diverted to her and seemed to linger on her. She couldn't blame them for eyeing her up so much. After all, there were many men in her life who all shared the same desire for her busty figure, something which has always drawn attention throughout her life to the point where she almost expects it, though in this environment it was quite unexpected. While her jeans were very tight, she had worn a plain white blouse, however this did nothing to hide her assets, which always attract so much attention. The lab technicians were all of varying ages, a mixture of men and women, and while the girl felt eyes boring into her from every angle, she felt safe and undaunted here. As Andrea glanced at a screen of one of the few workers not paying her attention, she had to suppress a giggle when she realized he was looking at a pornographic video. She kept smirking until she reached the rear of the room, amused at just how he could possibly expect he wouldn't get caught watching that at work. Well, my dear girl, it is getting on, so let's not waste any time, said Dr. Wand as Andrea approached him, shaking her hand.
What would you like me to do, doctor?
Andrea asked politely, while wondering how long the trial would take. The prototype bra is behind the screen. Simply put it on and get comfortable on the examination chair behind me. We do apologize if the situation feels uncomfortable, but we have been pushed for time lately, he said kindly.
Oh, that's all right. It's no problem at all,
Andrea replied with a sweet smile before walking behind the screen, shielded from view. The bright red bra lay on the floor behind the screen, in the measurements that she had confirmed to them over the phone. It was very soft to the touch and had a silky quality to it, but did not feel particularly different to any other. She changed into it, clipping together the fastening at the front, her voluptuous frame all the more glaringly revealed. Andrea stepped out from behind the screen before being beckoned over by a female assistant standing with a keen smile beside the examination chair. In an instant, Andrea suddenly had never felt so exposed and defenseless. Even though she had her jeans on, Andrea could not help but feel every eye in the room was examining her curves as if she were naked. She could not help but feel every inch of fabric nestling so closely to her skin. Even her jeans felt like they were pressing in more tightly between her legs than ever before. Instinctively, she crossed her arms, though doing nothing to conceal her full, heaving chest which was so wonderfully filling out the delicate bra. Please place your hands above your head. I'm just going to secure your wrists so that your arms do not get tired as I inspect the fit of the bra, the assistant lightly spoke once Andrea had lied down on the chair. Andrea was too lost in her own insecurity to even think how odd the request was to secure her wrists. She simply did as she was told, her mind focused on the lab assistants who were thankfully shielding the area with another larger screen. Suddenly she was brought back to her senses as the click of the cuffs above her head indicated her arms were locked in place.
"Is that really necessary?"
Andrea asked quietly, not to sound out of order. Her question, however, fell on deaf ears as the lady, who was out of sight, standing at the head of the chair behind Andrea, lowered a blindfold down to her and hastily slipped it over Andrea's eyes before she could react. The instant the void of darkness fell upon Andrea like a wave, her mind was aflame, terror flooding her as she pulled against the restraints without a moment to think. It was, of course, useless.
"Hey, what is this? What's going on? What are you doing?"
she asked in a panicked shrill as she heard footsteps approach her. "Please stay still," Dr. Wand whispered in her ear, not spoken menacingly, but warm and soothingly. At that point, too overwhelmed by her situation to do anything other than obey, her attempts to both question them and demand them to let her go this instant had caught in her throat. "We are simply carrying out the experiment," he continued in a reassuring manner. "However, it is more beneficial that you are unable to see the analysis. Otherwise, our findings will be compromised." Andrea relaxed a little and spoke, composing herself more.
I'm sorry. I thought it was just a simple examination of the fit of the bra."
"Yes, yes it is," he replied kindly. "However, we must also closely examine it under various circumstances. We, of course, have to be thorough before a product is released commercially. If I explain any further, the experiment would be jeopardized, I'm afraid. Please try and relax. We will do everything to make you feel as comfortable as possible. Just let us know when you are concerned about anything." Andrea was certainly reassured. Even when the female assistant finally spoke and gently asked if she could remove Andrea's jeans, she felt more at ease with the situation. The lady slowly started to unbutton the jeans as she explained that the experimental trial should not take very long. Andrea, however, was struggling to keep her mind on the woman's gentle words. As to her astonishment, the bra felt like it was getting warmer and resonating. "Is everything okay?" the lady asked as she unzipped the jeans, as if reading Andrea's mind.
"The bra seems to be getting warmer and..."
It started to resonate more, making it feel like it was cupping her heaving breasts even tighter, already bulging within the constricting fabric. "Feel nice?" the lady quickly added just as her fingers curled around the waistband of the jeans, very slowly sliding them down. Andrea realized they of course must be aware of what it was doing, but still felt a little embarrassed at what she was feeling, the vibrations within the bra making her chest feel so warm and fuzzy. A tingle of pleasure gently coursing through her upper body from the sensations which seemed to be steadily growing.
It's vibrating,"
she said as calmly as she could. "Feel nice?" repeated the lady, who slowly pulled the jeans down, revealing inch by inch the subject's white knickers, licking her lips at the sight as the girl's inner thighs were now on display.
"Yeah. It feels nice, but what kind of bra is this?"
Andrea exhaled, feeling her nipples getting stimulated by the fabric, the feeling of a thousand butterflies dancing and fluttering along her sensitive breasts, a feeling of warm desire flooding her chest. Even as the jeans were fully removed, her body now barely concealed, her attention was solely on the sensations the bra was giving her. It felt so alive. "It is a lovely piece," Dr. Wand answered. "A bra that has been fitted with tiny vibration pads within the fabric. Quite a nice sensation, I am sure, particularly for someone as fully developed as yourself," he finished, smirking as he surveyed such a wondrous specimen. "Of course, we did not wish to advertise that little facet, in case it put anyone off responding to us, you see. Though I am certain you were enjoying the study. He brushed the girl's hair back, but she did not respond instantly. The words seemed to be in the background, her mind busy focusing on analysing her own sensations.
Can you tell me what you're studying?
She asked gently, her breathing a little shallow, feeling her face burning as her imagination started to race a little, leading her to erotic pathways she kept trying to bury away, to force herself back to reality and her surroundings. She wished they'd take the blindfold off, but did not vocalize it. Dr. Wand did not answer her question, but responded in a soothing tone. I'll leave you in the capable hands of my assistants to explain further. I shall be watching the progress from the monitor to record your responses. He then turned and left the scene, his assistants replacing him around the girl, who was now so visibly being stimulated by the bra, much to their delight. Andrea struggled to sense what was happening around her and why so many people were surrounding her. The bra made no noise, even though the strength of the vibrations made that quite surprising. However, the sounds of computers and the static hum of electronic items seemed to radiate throughout, the sounds all quite calming. After a moment of waiting for someone to speak as the bra continued its sensations, a female voice responded. We will be studying your most intimate responses. Is the bra turning you on? She asked gently. Andrea wondered how to reply, but was suddenly stopped mid-thought by the female's slender fingers tracing along the bra straps. She stayed silent, unable to think of an answer as the fingers strolled along the straps, thumbs pressing gently across her sternum.
Make them stop now. This isn't right.
Andrea thought to herself, but there was no connection between what her instincts were telling her and her body's reactions. Instantly, another pair of hands made contact with her body. This time, however, every fingertip barely pressed to her skin. Instead, they lightly brushed along her tummy, almost tickling her with such a delicate and controlled touch. The mild tickling sensations of such deliberately restrained contact made her body almost yearn for them to touch her more closely. As she became astounded with herself for desiring such a thing, however, she gasped as she heard and felt cuffs clicking into place around her ankles and thighs so fast she could do nothing to stop it. Do not worry, all part of our little examination. The female voice whispered again in a saccharine sweet tone before pressing her lips to the now helplessly restrained girl's neck. While her body felt so warm and tender, Andrea's mind was a blur of thoughts, yet a male voice spoke before she could speak. Please do not worry, just relax and tell us what sensations you are feeling. His voice seemed to carry through the air, comforting in tone yet direct.
It feels nice,
she began, her limbs relaxing more as the fingertips continued to patter along her tummy and upper chest, the bra still making her breasts tingle while the female lips did not cease kissing her neck.
But what does this have to do with the...
She broke off and breathed deeply as soon as the fingertips trailing down the bra straps slid between her cleavage, stroking her warm chest between those tantalized breasts.
The bra.
She finished in a little sigh as the female assistant who was kissing her started to suck and nibble on the nape of her neck, such a sensitive area that has always turned her on so much. She blushed even redder. The bra seems to work just fine at the moment, though we need to make sure it isn't going to overheat. It won't take long. The man's answer seemed to relax her a little, but still she wondered whether it was right for her to be getting so turned on. Andrea was, of course, helpless to prevent any of this. The fingertips continued to walk along her tummy, up and down as if toying with her. The further they moved below her belly button, the more it sent a tingle between her legs. No matter how much she tried to block out the feelings, She could not deny the fluttering sensations in her lower regions. Soon Andrea felt fingers tracing along the outline of her underwear, tracing along the waistline of her panties while fingertips pressed around the bra, outlining her bust and then circling around again to feel the warmth of her skin along her cleavage, fingers that could feel the quickening beat of the girl's heart. All sense of time evaded Andrea as they continued to tantalize and massage her. Another pair of lips joined in to nibble, lick and suck her neck and earlobes while fingertips trailed along her body, but never touching her most sensitive places, even though the bra never ceased in keeping her breasts stimulated.
How long can this go on?
The spread-eagled girl thought to herself. They had continued to stimulate her in this way for some time now, and was certain that the bra couldn't overheat after all this. Her body had been tantalized so much it was uncomfortable. She thought to herself that she'd have to masturbate as soon as she got home. I think the bra is fine, the gentle male voice uttered just as the fingers to Andrea's body trailed along her inner thighs, making her shiver ever so slightly. Instead of resisting the attentions, Andrea, whose body was undeniably and uncomfortably hot, was solely focusing on how wonderful the sensations throughout her body were being stirred. She was trying her hardest, however, to not audibly display how much she was being turned on, trying to maintain her breathing as much as she could. A moment later, she gasped, as the front of the bra was suddenly unclipped. The delicate piece slid open to reveal her gorgeous, soft globes. Andrea blushed bright red, thinking of all around her smirking in joy at the sight of her stiff nipples, so evidently turned on. She could not speak, feeling so utterly helpless. It's okay, sweetheart. We are going to make you feel amazing for the study. Just relax, came the consoling female voice to her left, before again rejoining the other on Andrea's right and nibbling and licking down and under her neck and upper body. Andrea could not think of a response while the fingertips continued to flitter along her legs and inner thighs. The amount of hands and fingertips she could not process, lost in a haze of sensations. She had never felt so utterly bewildered and turned on at once. Warm and astonishingly soft hands curved around her heaving breasts, fingers clutching around those soft curves so sensual. Her breasts seemed to ache with longing for more. She was certain that the fingers which slid up and down her cleavage could feel her heart beating so fast.
Please touch me more. Please touch me more.
She wanted to speak out as her chest was fondled more, fingertips circling around her nipples, but not touching them. She fought the urge to tell them her desires, yet the fingers teasing along her thighs made it so hard for her to not rock her hips in desperation. It became a complete battle with her own body after mere minutes of this attention, so much so that she had to act.
How much more? What do you need to know now?
Andrea said quietly once her hips started to sway ever so slightly, her body wanting more and more. The reply came from the male between her legs, just as he slid a lone fingertip up between her legs as he moved it to her navel, making her gasp and jump. I see you are exceptionally aroused. Well, that is perfect, as we want to see just how far we can push you. His answer made the helpless girl's head explode with questions, but she could not speak a single word as so many fingers seemed to suddenly explore every inch of her body, everywhere except her most delicate areas. Her nipples and sex throbbed so much now. Her entire body writhed as the hands caressing her were joined by more lips pressing to her, along her tummy, along her chest, along her legs and thighs. Lips pressed to her and tongue slid along her soft, warm, succulent skin. Andrea sighed and moaned gently as a pair of soft, slippery tongues circled around her nipples, daringly close yet never quite touching them, no matter how much she swayed her own body towards them.
Oh, please. Why?
She wasn't even too sure herself what her question was addressing, but her mind was racing. She received no answer, though, and instead her question was met with fingers tracing along the front of her panties, making her hips sway in longing for them to just move an inch more, to touch her mound which was so clearly swollen and on display in the tight white panties. The fingers trailed up and down over the fabric with utter precision, never quite pressing to her soft lips, but getting so close it was agonizing. Andrea did not care about anything in those moments except for them to touch her sensitive parts, but just at that moment, one of the female voices whispered gently into her ear, the tone so seductively wicked and hungry, like a predator addressing its prey, ready to pounce. We're going to keep you on the brink of pleasure. Before Andrea could respond, oil was being drizzled over her near-naked body, the hands all over her smothering it around every crevice and curve, though still avoiding that little patch between her legs. The silky, smooth, oily feelings over her made the helpless girl writhe and breathe heavily, her lust completely taking over her senses. She didn't even try to speak or make sense of the situation. The hands around her, slipping and sliding all over her, made her back arch in pleasure, allowing fingers to slide under and trace along the curve of her spine. Andrea shuddered in arousal, knowing she was helpless, but still twisted and turned against the restraints hopelessly. For a second she wondered whether being helpless was what turned her on even more.
Oh, fuck! Please just touch me, finger me, make me come!
Her mind was trying so desperately for her mouth to follow. The writhing girl's body was shimmering. The wet sounds of oily hands massaging her did little to mask her heavy breathing. Although her breasts felt so wonderful to be massaged all over in such an oily caress, her nipples still went untouched, and they were so erect it was almost painful. The girl, so utterly on display, was too aroused to even care that her panties were so visibly wet. In fact, she could not remember her pussy being this wet before. The fingers that were tending around her inner thighs were making her throb without making contact with that special little area. While the eyes of those around her savoured the wetness of her white panties clinging to her swollen lips, they still made no effort to give it more attention.
Oh God, please. My body is on fire.
Andrea finally managed to gently sigh, but to no answer. The only reception was that now, lips and tongues began tracing more closely to her delicate areas. Two mouths tended to her breasts, each licking and nibbling in circles around her nipples, while two mouths on either side of her thighs nibbled and licked along the line of her moist panties, toying with her cruelly. She exhaled as her moaning increased every time the tongues curled and met just above her apex.
I can't take this teasing anymore,
her mind added. Suddenly her hips bucked as a finger gently brushed up and down the front of her panties. A single fingertip pressed unbearably delicately up and down the wet fabric, tracing along the slit between her swollen pussy lips which sent surges through her body. It may have been minutes, but it felt like hours as this unyielding dedication to teasing her continued, coupled with the constant licking, nibbling and massaging of her hot, oily body. Andrea gave in.
Do something more! I am so horny! Just let me come!
The words were practically yelled out, unable to put up pretenses anymore. Her walls had been broken down. Instantly she heard the snip of scissors and felt the waistband of her panties parting. The fabric fell open, the final barrier of nakedness. In any other circumstance she'd be beside herself, outraged that she was naked and exposed. But as the girl lay there, so utterly, beautifully vulnerable, her mind was solely on the thought of releasing all her sexual frustration. to have never before been so desperate to come. Any further demands for sexual release were muted, however, as female lips pressed to Andrea's, feeling the woman's hair fall along her own shoulders as their lips locked together. The tenderness of the kiss added further to such sexual feelings, rising further as soon as their tongues began swirling around one another's. This moment did little to hold Andrea's attention, though, as suddenly her now overly sensitive body was being lavished with the sensation of paintbrushes gliding around her. She moaned into the mouth that kept her from crying out in frustration. Nothing had ever felt so torturously erotic. Being kissed so sensually, as soft-tipped paintbrushes worked over her body, tickling gently along her sensitive folds, made Andrea squirm and pull on the restraints in desperation. The soft, oiled bristles were methodically brushed around her most sensitive areas so cruelly. They circled around her areola, just barely darting around the stiffening peaks, while between her legs, brush strokes eased slowly up and down the delicate petals of her sex. Andrea bucked and wiggled her hips to get what her mind screamed for, every moan and attempt to cry out muffled by the seductive mouth. Her pussy was dripping wet, glistening every time her lips were brushed softly, yet never enough to push her over into release, even though it burned within her so deeply. The moment the kissing stopped, Andrea took the first chance to scream out.
Stop teasing me! I need to come! Please, please!
Her desperate plea resounded, but the only sounds in return came from the humming of the scientific equipment around her, as if scanning her. Her body was shining wet as sweat mingled with the oil, looking like a surgical procedure as her helplessly restrained body was surrounded by the scientific team, as well as scanners, all focused solely on her writhing, moaning, squirming frame.
Oh, I have to come. I have to come. Oh, I have to come now. Make me come, please. Please, I'm begging you, make me come. Please, please.
The throbbing, pulsating fire in her loins could not build any longer, like a dam fit to burst. Suddenly, her pussy lips were delicately spread open with calculated fingertips as her clitoral hood was slowly peeled back, making Andrea squeal, unable to contain herself. She wanted to scream the moment the thin, soft bristles of a bush circled around her exposed clitoris.
Oh my god! It's too much! Please, please, please! I'm so fucking hot!
She kept squealing as her clitoris twitched, her legs now shuddering while her back kept arching for sensations that her mind could barely comprehend. The moment a pair of mouths clamped down around her nipples, however, her mind erupted, awash with joy the moment they sucked on those achingly stiff little nubs. So close to orgasm, her teeth gritted, head flung back and open-mouthed as their teeth trapped each achingly erect nipple, trapping it for their tongues to lash against gloriously.
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh, oh yes!
The paintbrush slipped just over the tip of her clit. A scream of bliss filled the room as her body trembled. She knew she was going to come now, the paintbrush flicking back and forth over her button of pleasure. It was unbearably sensitive, but at that moment her entire universe was the enormous orgasm about to drown her. Andrea's toes curled. She held her breath as every muscle in her body seemed to tense. Suddenly, it stopped.
No! Please! I was there! I was there! Please!
She cried out, on the verge of tears, feeling like she wanted to burst. Her breathing was fast, The rising and falling of her breasts with each deep breath was almost hypnotically beautiful to gaze upon. As quickly as it started again. This time two brushes now on either side of her red little button and along her lips. All she could do was clench her jaw at the teasing sensations until another brush stroke fluttered over her clitoris once more. The sensation would have made her jump from the chair if she wasn't restrained, yet all she could do was throw her head back in a soundless scream as the brushes worked her hypersensitive clitoris towards a crescendo until... The brushes were withdrawn at the same instant, making the girl strain on the bonds in desperation. In silence they watched as she thrust her hips up and down as if trying to grind against the air, before setting on her yet again with the soft brushes. While her most sensitive little places were being tormented with every dedicated brush stroke, Andrea pleaded with them throughout.
Please, please let me come this time. I'm begging you, please, I have to come, please let me come this time, I'm begging you, please, please let me come, please, please, please.
Her muscles began to tense.
I'm going to come.
She gasped, but she was wrong. Once they pulled away from her again, Andrea could feel her pussy juices running down her ass cheeks. Never had she been so aware of her pussy, of how it felt, so sensitive to even the coolness of the air on her hot, wet womanhood. Before she could moan in frustration, a steady, authoritative tone spoke out. There has been such little examination into a female's denial. But now we can detect just when that delightful peak is upon you. Before Andrea could truly take in that the words were being directed to her, and what they meant, her thoughts were brought straight to between her thighs the moment she felt her tongue lick up from beneath her pussy, slowly up to her mound. Her hands clenched and toes curled as the tongue trailed up and down, parting her pussy lips slightly as it nestled along her labia, before trailing over her clitoris. The speed gradually increased on and on as the soft, wet sensation of an eager tongue played havoc with Andrea until it built up again, leaving her breathless for a second before the tongue moved away.
Oh, 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 I can't take it, I can't take it, I have to come.
The sound of pure frustration made those around her smile as they paid careful attention to the monitors which, unknown to Andrea, were keeping track of her arousal.
Yes! Yes! Fuck! Yes!
She squealed as without warning soft lips clamped around her clitoris, sucking on it greedily. A female voice whispered into her ear, you look so sexy. I want to keep you like this forever. The woman giggled sweetly at the end before Andrea screamed out.
Oh, I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming!
But she was wrong again. The mouth pulled away at the last instant, his chin smothered with her pussy juice, smirking. Andrea was thrusting her hips up and down, trying to entice him, or anyone, into giving her more. She wriggled and moaned as gently as she could, desperate to seduce someone into taking pity. Mercy did not come, as they allowed her to calm down again, before two tongues swirled around her clitoris while her nipples were being sucked. The feeling of two tongues down there was like a dream to her, yet in this predicament all she wanted was relief. The tongues played with her stiffened little swollen bud for what felt like hours, ever so slowly lapping around and over her clit, then trapping the little button between their tongues and tormenting it.
Oh fuck, yes, oh god, yes, yes, please, please, don't stop.
When they brought her to the edge again, both pulling back at the same time, Andrea could feel her clitoris throbbing while she screamed.
Oh, no, I'll do anything, please, just stop it and let me come. Please, let me come, please, I'll do anything.
It was only after a brief moment that a finger rested on her clitoris. Such a solid sensation on it made her body twitch suddenly, until the fingertip began rubbing over her engorged clit slowly. They had hardly let her come down, meaning she reached the edge very quickly, but she tried to say nothing, to see if they'd make her orgasm. However, as soon as the peak was reached, the masturbation stopped. Before the overwrought girl could finish, the torment started, again not giving her sex a chance to rest. She was masturbated to the edge multiple times, while Andrea screamed and pleaded throughout the cruelty her sex had to endure, her body an inferno of need, as they gave her only enough rest after every peak solely to stop her from toppling over the edge into the orgasm she craved.
Please, please, please fuck me. I'm begging you, fuck my pussy. Oh god, please, please, please fuck me, please. Please, 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 please. Oh, please, please fuck my pussy, please, please.
She whimpered, tears trailing down her cheeks, not from pain, but from utter frustration, an intensity she could not have even fantasized about experiencing. In her dreams she may have desired such pleasure, but to experience it and have it thrust upon her so unrelentingly was more than she could have believed. Her pussy was constantly twitching and quivering, red and swollen while it glistened with her sexual essence leaking uncontrollably. The feeling of someone blowing gently on her pussy made her moan and sigh, a soothing relief, yet it still made her yearn for more and seemed to make her throbbing clitoris twitch even more. At that moment, for this girl who lay bound and blindfolded helplessly, her pussy was the center of the universe. Never had Andrea felt so deeply every morsel of her sex. It almost felt heavy. The throbbing of her clitoris and the pulsation of her contracting pussy seemed to course through her being like never before. Please. The feeling of a lone finger trailing slowly up and down her twitching wet pussy made her buck her hips uncontrollably. She was purely animalistic in her need, thriving solely on sexual desire. To the surprise and utter delight of Andrea, the fingertip pressed into her pussy hole, softly sinking into her feminine folds. Although her pussy was so tight, the amount of teasing had made her entrance deliciously lubricated. The tight little hole seemed to be constantly contracting on its own, desperate to swallow and cling tightly around the penetration. 1 inch, then 2, until it was withdrawn just as devastatingly slowly, leaving a string of pussy juice following the finger. Before Andrea could cry out further, however, the finger slid back inside again, making her moan in pleasure as it was thrust fully into her, her walls clenching and pulsating around it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there. Oh, yes, there. Please. Oh, finger fuck me hard. I will scream and come hard for you.
Andrea cried out as a second was slid inside. Tell me when you are close, and then I will count down to your orgasm. Understand? Came a male voice.
Oh, yes. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. It feels so fucking good. So fucking good. Yes, don't stop. Yeah, don't stop.
Andrea squealed out in response as the fingers thrust in and out faster, sending her juices flinging every time they drilled back and forth. Faster and faster he finger-fucked her, until finally she reached the edge.
It's coming. It's coming. Please. Please. Please.
She yelled out breathlessly. On zero, came a woman's voice beside her, before the countdown begun.
Oh, please, please, please let me come. Fuck me. Do anything to me. Please, please, please.
10, 9, 8, 7. Andrea was writhing and moaning in complete ecstasy, on the verge of climax, her impending orgasm ready to flood through her like a tidal wave. 4, 3. She was there, mouth wide open to scream into the heavens, eyes shut tight under the blindfold. The fingers pulled out fast.
Fuck you, you bastard. Oh God, I can't.
Her screams of desperation were replaced with a yelp of sensation as an ice cube was pressed onto her sensitive clitoris.
It's too much, stop.
She pulled on the restraints fiercely as the ice cube slid up and down her sex, beginning to melt very fast due to the heat of her aching pussy.
Just fuck my cunt, just fuck my cunt, please.
The girl screamed, yet her torture did not end. Once the ice melted, her pussy was explored again, fingers curled up inside her. Her engorged G-spot was rubbed relentlessly while her tormented clit was sucked on. The contrast of the cold ice to the warm tongue made it feel like it was alive and on fire, a sensation that felt almost disconnected from the rest of her body.
Please, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Oh, please, please stop. I can't take anymore. Please, 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 oh, please stop, stop, please, 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 stop, mercy, please, 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 oh, stop, stop, please, oh, please, oh, oh, stop, stop, please, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die.
Her pleas for mercy went unheard, with no answer and only the wet slapping sounds of her pussy being explored audible to her. Over and over they explored her this way, taking turns denying her, sucking her clit, finger-fucking her and using ice on her most sensitive spots to get the squeals they so desired from her. If she didn't want to orgasm more than anything in the world, she'd have prayed to be released, but as it were, she was helpless but to endure this torture, her teased nipples and clitoris harder and more sensitive than imaginable. Andrea's delicate sex was ravaged even more mercilessly once the toys were introduced to her. Speechless, all she could do was scream as she was vibrated remorselessly to the edge more and more. Small bullet vibrators were inserted into her pussy. Feeling the vibrations shuddered deep inside, before another powerful egg vibrator was pressed to her clit. Even as they stopped her on the verge once again, the feeling of having the bullets pulled quickly from her sex was indescribable. With her body covered in sweat, thighs shuddering, sex swollen and struggling to breathe, Andrea was finally spoken to. "It seems that you can't be pushed any further. I guess we are done with you." The female voice was cold and clinical.
"Please let me come. Fuck me. Do anything to me. Please, please."
Instantly, she felt multiple tongues trailing over her lower body and breasts, across her thighs, her tummy, and exploring around her pussy. The burning desire started to overcome Andrea once more, while the tongues darted over her tender petals.
"Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. I'm close.
One mouth sucked on her clitoris intensely while the other tongue lapped away at her clenching pussy.
I'm close.
She had the terrible sensation they would all withdraw their wondrous assault, but they continued to ravish her with their tongues, eating her out and sucking on every tender inch. Under the blindfold, the writhing girl widened her eyes, knowing it was coming.
Oh my god, oh my god, I'm coming.
She screamed out, unable to stop it even if she wanted to. The mouths restlessly suckled and licked at her as Andrea erupted in orgasm, every inch of her body trembling, her toes curled and fingers clenched, shuddering as the explosion surged throughout her. an orgasm she thought she'd die from. Unending and unyielding, it seemed to last painfully long, more intense than any feeling in her life, wrestling with her very existence, washing through her mind and leaving no room for thought. She did not seem to come down from the height of pleasure, as the tongues did not stop ravishing her now oversensitive body. Even after everything, all of the denial and sexual frustration, she had received the release needed, and her body had had enough. Yet nothing she could do would stop them, so open and utterly vulnerable.
Okay, I came. Stop, I've come. Please, stop.
She said breathlessly, as if they actually needed to be told she had come. However, they kept on sucking even harder and licking even faster.
Oh, stop. I'm going.
A second orgasm built just as quickly inside her, hitting her just as hard as the last, crying out, transfixed in bliss as she pulled against the restraints, not being able to caress herself or soothe anywhere with her own touch seemed to make the orgasm even more intense. Such violent, raw pleasure.
Oh, no.
She could barely speak as fingers were thrust inside her, curling up and rubbing on her swollen G-spot while the sucking on her overstimulated clit did not cease. The finger-fucking she received made her scream out and shiver as her juices leaked from that throbbing little red sex.
Please, it's too much. It's too much. So sensitive.
Now Andrea needed them to stop as it overwhelmed her with pleasure. But still they finger-fucked, sucked and licked her throughout her orgasms, relentlessly forcing her to come no matter how much she begged them to stop. She was pulling at the restraints so hard she felt like her limbs would tear off, but still the abuse would not cease.
Fuck me.
Her orgasms were brutally intense. She saw stars as they forced orgasm after orgasm out of her, barely able to breathe through what was being forced upon her while she squealed and screamed. She thought she would pass out, but her body did not grant her such release. Instead, her pussy began to simply become so sensitive it was painful. Evidently, her tormentors were able to read these signs as they slowed down and began to cease their carnal attention on her. Andrea felt like a cluster of nerve endings. Her body so sensitive, she just wanted to curl up forever. Yet all she could do was lie back still, breathing heavily. She did not utter a word or move, lost in her own mind, while she was uncuffed and tended to gently. It was morning, and still the lab was as active as when she first arrived so many hours ago. After monitoring her carefully and keeping her stable and cared for, Andrea was clothed, washed and fed once her senses returned. Things were back to normal in the lab, as if nothing had happened, treating her once again like the test subject she believed she was going to be when she first entered. Dr. Wand returned to join her, taking her by the hand and walking her towards the exit. Andrea simply followed without question, her legs still a little shaky, but now able to walk at least. "Now, Andrea, I hope you enjoyed our little test," he started gently. Andrea blushed and could not bring herself to respond. "We have all the information we need about the bra, so thank you," he uttered, opening the door and letting the morning sunlight shine through before continuing. "However, you are welcome to come back to us if ever you wish to be involved in our research further." He smiled at her, but she avoided his gaze, her embarrassment returning. "We have room for any other females who may wish to visit the lab. Perhaps you may be able to recommend us to anyone," he finished, before handing her an envelope with details on collecting her payment she had come for.
"Thank you,"
Andrea said softly before quickly turning and leaving. As she walked away, she felt like she'd need to sleep for a week to recover from what she'd been through, though she couldn't help but think that deep down, part of her would not be able to forget the pleasure she'd been put through. She opened the envelope as she strolled slowly and pulled out the contents. Tickets to the French Polynesia and a pair of panties with a tag on it displaying "Prototype." The end.